And so we're about to start another episode, and you haven't even heard what she was saying yet.
I'm so excited. I'll just say, this is Elise Rawls.
Hi.
And this is her voice. Say hi.
Hello.
And this is her laugh.
Just kidding.
There it is. See? Perfect. And yeah, this is another episode of the Hallelujah Amen podcast, but it's also
alive on Eyes on Jesus.
Alive,
we're alive.
Alive, and we're alive.
We're alive.
A live stream of
we're
His
alive
goodness.
On alive. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, please say what you were saying, Elise. And I asked her why she was crying when we were doing the switching over to a public live, and she said, and then Cheyenne said, "You'll hear." I'd love to hear.
Well, I just said I've got to stop wanting people to like me so much. Like, that's still a big issue, I can see.
Wow.
This is not a fall. This is understanding. This is salvation. This is sanctification. This is not wrong. This is right.
Everything.
He's doing such a deep work in you, huh? I know he's so happy.
I just opened my Bible to a note that I'm sure I wrote from some sermon here or something, and it says, "You must humble yourself to love."
Oh.
Oh, man. I was just thinking back to that conversation with my coworker and just how much I held back because I didn't want him to come against me, but he was a believer, so it was like, why do I have to explain this? But I felt like I don't want him to think bad about me, and so I'm just gonna like not say certain things, or you know, like try to
Jesus. Whoa.
I just don't know why I care so much. I really don't know. And I don't want to.
When I'm where you are right now, where I perceive you to be, I ask God why. And I trust His timing on showing me. And I say, Lord, you've revealed to me this place in my heart. I wasn't even aware of it. Lord, would you show me why? And He will. It might be now.
Wow.
It might be in a dream. It might be in a sermon. He will reveal to you to heal you.
Oh.
He will reveal the place in your heart that needs to be healed.
Because He doesn't just reveal it to bring it up and like shame you
it's
or something.
No, it's not to shame you. He reveals things that are in our heart to
That's
heal
good news.
More
Thank
of
you,
our
Lord.
Heart.
To heal more of our heart.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not, Thank he's not mad Jesus. About it.
Thank right.
You, he's not mad about it. This means He'll get more of you, see? See, He wants more of you. He loves you. He loves having your heart. He wants even more.
It's about Him wanting our heart.
He wants our heart. That's everything. See, the heart is everything.
Everything.
And so I was excited as this was happening because I know whatever He's doing in you, He'll do in many. Thank you. This will open up a place for people who are watching to see, wow.
Yes.
I still really care about people's approval. I still want to be liked. I still love them in a way more than I love Jesus.
Yeah.
Is this what you're saying? And it, because we had just talked about Jesus said to His followers, if your love for others doesn't look like hate compared to your love for me, you're not worthy of following me. Thank you. And I believe a revelation of that is whoever we love, whoever's even still in the running with Jesus, I say the best way to make sure that Jesus is first is don't have a second.
Yes. Woo.
Woo. The way to make sure that you are putting God first is don't put anyone second. So my husband, I love him through Jesus. My children, I love them through Jesus. This is to make sure they don't become idols. Right? Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't mean you don't love people. It doesn't mean you hate anyone. He said, love even your enemies. So this is not about you can't love people. It's how you love them.
How you love them.
And you love them through him first. Because then if we love them more, we'll follow them. We'll be ashamed of him.
And he
said, we water the gospel down for them.
Right. And he said, if we're ashamed of him here, he'll be ashamed of us there.
Right.
And I just read that in Mark.
You just read that?
I just read it and I thought I saw it differently than I ever had before. Like, oh, I see what you mean by that. It's not just like an outright, you know, like I don't believe in God, and
right,
you know,
right.
He's talking to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like
that is what we talked about in the first thing. What you're experiencing is lowering your flame. That's how the Lord showed me that because of how others reacted to me in the church. You aren't here. That's what we just talked about. Whoa. That she was not here for the first episode with Maddie of the podcast. And I know if you're on live, you haven't heard it yet, but we'll tell you how. Yes. What we talked about, Elise, is that when the Holy Spirit came to me, he said, why is your flame so low? And I said, oh, Lord, forgive me. I thought it was high. And he said, the fire I've put in you is hot, but because of the reactions of those around you that you love and that you want to love you, basically, because of the repercussions, you have chosen to lower the flame level. Turn your flame up. And literally, she was talking about how she heard people judging me and saying, oh, it's not necessary. Oh, it's not, whatever. And we were just talking about all the different ways. Then she was talking about how people judge Louisa. Oh, yes. And then they started judging her. So it's true. It's not a figment of your imagination. Yes. They're going to hate me.
Right.
They're not going to like me. Jesus said, if you love me, the world will hate you.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't just mean people who say we hate God. This means the worldly church.
That's right.
Anyone who loves the world will hate us because we love Jesus. So it's not like, oh, I'm afraid they'll hate me. They will. They're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's a promise of God.
It's a promise.
It's a sign of love for Jesus.
Yeah.
It can be embraced. And look at me. He'll teach you how.
Just ask.
He'll teach you how. Chucky, look at his patience with Peter.
Look what I just looked down to. You can't make it up. I'll read it.
Read it in the mic.
I just looked down and pointed. And it says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. See, all your angry enemies lie there confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing.
Referring to demons at this point.
Right.
But you don't, this is not a place of shame for you. Enough to repent and return. Enough, and if you, this is foreign to you, the Bible says to feel shame at what you've done. I know a lot of the church says you shouldn't feel shame. The Bible says opposite. You should feel shame at what you've done. Enough to repent and return to Christ. But it's not like, oh, I'm awful. I'll always be awful. No, it's like, what have I been doing? Trying to do this on my own. I love you. He's smiling like, come, I'll teach you. He will teach you how to embrace fear of the Lord. He'll teach you how to love him more. He'll teach you how not to operate out of needing your approval. Mm-hmm. He'll teach you to be brave. In fact, the way you'll be brave is you'll take courage from his presence. You'll start remembering he's part of those conversations. He is as real as the guy you were talking to. He's part of the conversation.
Wow.
So you can literally, instead of being intimidated by this presence, you can be invigorated. You can take courage from the unseen one who is silently witnessing the whole thing. He's not just witnessing to get you in trouble.
Oh, Jesus.
He is there to give you strength. Look at his patience with Peter. Be encouraged by the Lord's patience and love and plan for Peter. He prophesied that he would deny him. Oh, man. And I am so thankful that you are feeling so much sorrow and conviction over something that people would consider not even a thing.
Right. Right.
This is proof for me of salvation and sanctification. Otherwise, honey, you wouldn't care.
Oh, right. Right.
You wouldn't care. Or you'd ignore it, push it away.
You know what I keep thinking right now? How true vulnerability will lead to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Chalky didn't choose to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's just doing a work that's leading, his kindness is leading to repentance, which is leading to more of him.
Thank you.
Like, it's just so beautiful. He's so beautiful.
He's so merciful.
He's so merciful. And I'm thinking about how if people decide to watch this episode, they'll be able to see an actual, like, move of God. Like, what if this is the first time someone's ever seen a move of God? You know what I mean? Like, he's really real.
And she literally came in talking about
the coworker.
Something that confirmed what Maddie just talked about. What we just discussed was lowering your flame for Jesus because of what others think. And not just atheists, but people who
claim to be
are
Christians.
In the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'm so thankful we don't have to make any apologies for Jesus.
I know.
Amen.
He is who he says he is. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just like, when I was talking to this coworker, we were talking about our previous workplace. We worked together in the same place before, and it was a Christian company.
Okay.
And we talked about how, well, he had mentioned, like, you know, we are in this Christian bubble, you know, and he was saying it like it was a bad thing, but at the same time I was like, well, no, not everybody is a Christian just because they say they are. You know, like there's a living that out that has to be true for that profession to be true. So I don't really think that's true. But everybody, yes, calls themselves a Christian at the company that I worked at. And he was like, you know, and now I think you're just like not in that bubble anymore. And it's probably hard for you. And I'm like, I wasn't in a Jesus bubble there. I'm in a Jesus bubble all the time, just because I'm around people who love Jesus all the time.
You're in Christ.
Yes.
That is the Jesus bubble.
Yes.
Come on.
The Jesus
now.
Bubble is Jesus. We are in Christ.
Yes. And so I'm not around people who use foul language or who talk coarsely or who make sacrilegious jokes, or I'm not around people who celebrate occultic holidays. Like, I'm just not around that.
Right.
So when I am, it's jarring. And he was saying it to me like, almost like, this is healthy for you to not be in a, and I'm like, no, I like being in my bubble. I really do. I like it.
I do too.
I don't want to be anywhere else. I don't want to be in any other bubble than this one.
He was kind of preaching balance.
Yeah. And
with the
it's
world.
One of the first things that I was directed to by a pastor. You know, you need more balance. So like, for every spiritual thing you do, you need to do something just secular, carnal, worldly, to give you some balance.
Yes. And that's what it felt like he was trying to say. And he was like, well, when I went to meet the team, you know, we weren't talking about finance or God. And I was like, this is awesome. And I felt to ask him, and I didn't, but I wanted to say, why? Why is that awesome that you weren't talking about God? Because I was sharing with him, there was one moment at the very end of my trip where a girl started talking about Jesus. And I was like, yes, we're talking about Jesus. Oh my gosh, I feel like I've been dying this whole time. Not like spiritually, but just like there was nobody was talking about Jesus. Nobody was reverent toward him at all.
And this was on the new work trip.
Yes.
Which is not a Christian company.
Right. And so this girl starts talking about Jesus, and I'm like, I'm 15 minutes late to my Uber because I just can't stop talking about him once it starts. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, yes. And so I'm telling him about this, and he countered with, well, when I went, you know, we didn't talk about finance or God. And I was like, this is awesome. And I'm like, why is that awesome? You're a believer. And there were so many things that I felt to say, but I didn't. And I should have, because I was so much more concerned with keeping him thinking I'm a, you know, I don't know. I really don't know what I care about so much.
Right.
But I cared enough to not say what I should have said. And then just like little things just with my coworkers, because again, I'm not, as outside of work, everybody that I'm friends with loves Jesus. You know, I don't really have,
it's biblical.
Yeah.
That's scriptural.
Thank right. you, Jesus. And so I'm just like, I surround myself with y'all.
Right.
And so when I'm at work, sometimes I feel like, oh, I want to say that, but I don't know if they'll think I'm, and it's like, why do I care so much? Why, like, if I were to die today and stand before Jesus and he were to say to me, why didn't you? I would not know why. I wouldn't know what to say. I don't have any good reason. And I see it, but I'm thankful that you said that he'll help me, because I just kept wondering, like, I don't know how. I really don't know how. I want to be bold, and I want my flame to be high, and I want people to know where I stand. And I think some people kind of do. I mean, I when I was there on the trip, I didn't participate in any of their conversations. You know, I think people get it, but like, I don't want people to think they get it about me, you know, right. Like where I stand with Jesus. Like,
but see, you need to know where you stand. he's showing you where you stand. He's asking you to come close. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because many times we still want others to know where we stand for their benefit.
We don't know where we stand.
But what about his benefit?
What about his benefit?
He more than he wants to use you as a witness to your company, he wants your company. He wants your company. He's not trying to use you just to win your company. He wants your company. He's winning your company.
Now that needs to be heard.
And as you're standing closer, 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 it won't be hard. It won't even be an effort. It'll be so easy to let him speak to you, speak to them through you.
Because he's there and you believe it.
Because it's actually him. It's not you doing a work for him.
Which is, I think, what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Still. Even though we hear this every week.
Yeah, but as we move through stages of life, I mean, the Lord showed me I was operating on the same thing with social media. And even in a way with live stream. I so feared criticism from people that I still wish felt different about me. And so he took me to some places and through some things to get it really straight. Mm-hmm. To where now I feel that every single day I live is one more day only to love him, love others, and share the gospel. It's the only reason I'm alive. Like, actually, I believe that I would already be gone, except for to preach the gospel and to live the gospel.
Yeah.
There's no sense preaching the gospel if you don't live it. That. You know. Mm-hmm. So truly loving him, being in him, and believing he's drawing me to himself closer and closer.